Hey everyone, this is Joey Frilly on KPSphere.com, and you're listening to Brahma Sports, where we get into the minds of Pierce College athletes. Today, my guest is a third-year Pierce College student. He is the president of the running club and a passionate leader. Here is Josue Morales. Hey, Josue. Thank you for coming today. How you been?
I'm good, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me.
No problem.
And I just hope that I can shine a light on whatever question you have.
Yeah, hope you can. So you ready? Ready for questions? Okay, my first question is, how did the running club start?
Well, that was before I came. But I personally know the founder. His name is Sergio Barbosa. And when he came, he tells us that there was no running club at all here in Pierce College. There was no any type of running, for that matter, and he saw that as an opportunity to finally make a change. And so it was that simple. He just decided to make a running club with his friend Edgar Hernandez, and that's how it started. As simple as that.
Like when you say change, make a change, how?
Well, since he always loved running since he was in high school, he knew how that could, you know, become a lifestyle, not only for him, but for other people. That's when he saw the opportunity to shine a light on others to, you know, motivate to run with him too and the running club.
That's awesome. The second question is, how did you become the president of the club?
I guess I could say that's a funny one. I was always an avid runner since high school, but I just never wanted to take any responsibility. But then I got to college, and I guess I wanted to, you know, better myself, not only as a runner, but also as a human, as a person, and I finally take some responsibility on myself. And I guess I just saw that opportunity to finally take responsibility on something that I actually loved, which was running.
That's awesome. What do you guys do in the running club besides running?
I guess we could also say we're like kind of like a social club, you know, like we do run. I mean, that's the main point of it. And that's, you know, that's the club's name, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're more than that. We're friends. You know, we hang out. That's about, yeah, we go to the gym if, you know, it need be. So there's that.
How often do you guys run?
We try to run as much as possible, but, you know, lately everybody's schedule is kind of tight. So we usually do like Mondays and Wednesdays are a for sure thing. That's when we meet with the coach, which is Coach Armenta. That's at 3 p.m. We usually do that one for sure. So I would say, you know, between 2 to 3 times a week, we do run.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Does your running club work a lot on team bonding?
Yeah, that's I'm a true believer in that, and I try to implement it as much as possible. But we do have some, you know, some setbacks, but yeah, I truly believe in that because, you know, it can get boring to run on your own, and that's the whole reason we have a club, so that way we can actually enjoy doing it, you know, while getting a workout out of it.
Well, you said setbacks. Can we go back on that? What setbacks do you mean?
Well, I guess what I'm just trying to say is like it just doesn't always go as planned. You know, people just don't have the time. They just can't find the energy, you know. They have, you know, work and all that, this and that. So I guess that kind of gets in the way of, you know, building what I would call a perfect team. But, I mean, that's understandable. That's life, you know, so.
Yep, yeah, it's true. How do you guys drive in new people to join the club?
The main opportunity that we have is Club Rush, you know, just like as any other club. But, I always tell the members to just like simply like casually talk about it to their friends, to whoever they know that they could probably be interested in. Just, you know, spread the word, you know, old fashioned.
That's true. Why did you join the running club?
Like I was saying, I had always been an avid runner. The main reason I got into running was because when I was younger, I was overweight, and that's how I started running. And then I guess that's how I got running in high school, which that gave me motivation to look for something to do also in college.
Who got you into the club? Who did you get into the club with? Who inspired you to get into the club, I mean?
I don't want to sound selfish or anything, but it was all me. I was the one looking for a club for a club to join. And I guess the reason that nobody approached me was because it was summer. So, you know, most people aren't here during summer. And so all I did was ask around ASO what clubs were available. And I just looked at the list and I saw that. And so I immediately contacted the president, which was Sergio, and at that time.
Nice. How big has the club gotten over the years?
I would say it has gotten better. I wouldn't say it has gotten bigger, but it has gotten better at managing, at planning, doing things better. I think that's what I can say.
Like managing how? Like managing on your club members on time or with schedules, managing how?
I think I would say, and you know, generally all that, you know, we do runs better. We actually know what to do this time. Not like just like blindly run. We actually have a workout plan. That's one. And then also, you know, managing time, you're right on that. We try to find a time where most people can make it.
Okay. What do you guys look forward in newcomers? What do you guys look for in newcomers?
I'm gonna keep it simple. Motivation. That's all that takes.
Like you guys don't look for like how fast you run or if you can keep a time. You guys just look for motivation and, you know, good leadership.
I wouldn't say we don't look for time or anything like that, because we're mostly a casual runners club. You know, it's mostly for fun. But at the end of the day, it's up to you if you want to take that step forward and look for something a little more competitive. We also run the marathon, and we can prepare you for that. I personally did it. So I think I can say if I did it, anybody else can.
Speaking of the marathon, how nervous were you by that, you know?
Personally, I wasn't nervous at all because it was my third time, because I did it in high school too. But then we also had some other members do it. Her name is Karen, and then we also had another, his name is Alex, and that was his first time, because she did it a few times before in high school too. But then Alex, it was his first time. But then he told me he was a little nervous, but deep down, I think he knew that he had it. You know, he was all good to go. So that's what I can say about that, yeah.
Well, you were talking about the marathon, and do you guys train for those type of marathons? How do you train, like, your members to be in the marathon?
Oh, it's all about building up the mileage. It's not really about speed at all. It's not really about time. That's not how we want to look at it, because that's a little too competitive. I think that might be a little too much for us, at least for now. But little by little, we build up. You know, we start with 5 miles, then we go to 10, 15, and then 20. That's all we do.
What are your dues as a club president?
Well, I would say motivate people. You know, everybody has, you know, can feel down and, you know, I guess unmotivated. I guess that's where I come in, to lead them in the right way. You know, I I could say I'm not the best at it, but I do try my best. And I mean, I did take a few people, you know, with a few people I did the marathon, so I guess I'm happy with that, you know. I motivated them. I wouldn't say I did it exactly, but you know, I went along with them, you know, and we did the marathon. I think that's an accomplishment by itself.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Has anyone in the running club gone like pro?
Sadly, I don't think I can say yes to that. No, but I think it does help them to become a better person, though. It gives them like more confidence. You know, they find themselves, they see themselves to see what they can do. And I think that makes them like feel good about themselves. I think I can say that about a lot of people that come in the club.
That's good. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we were like talking about like how fast can the, has anyone have broke a record for the school for fast time?
I believe not. Because we, yeah, like I was saying, we're not a competitive club, so we usually don't time anything. Yeah, we usually don't do anything for being competitive. So I don't think I would say that. Sadly, no.
That's okay. You guys run in? Do you guys do a lot of running in groups?
Yes, definitely. And like I was saying, that's one of the main reasons why we have a club, so that way we can motivate each other, have each other, you know, next to, I guess pain and pull muscles are a little better when you're with friends, right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, like, where do you guys go to run mostly?
I think we run in school or around school. You might have seen us before. but we do go to like different like trails sometimes. We've gone to Balboa Park for sure, then we've been to Victory and then Hollywood Hills, and you know, also the beach. We ran in the beach before, so we definitely try to incorporate some type of fun into our workout, you know, because if we're honest, it cannot always be fun just to work out just like that. So, you know, just to have a couple of laughs, it just makes it a lot better.
That's awesome. What advice do you give newcomers that try to start into the club?
I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I've never done it before. I don't know if I can do it. I would say just keep an open mind, you know, at least give it a try. No compromise. You know, if you don't like it, that's fine. Just give it a chance. You know, just see where it takes you. See how it makes you feel. And I think for most people, I think I can say that giving it a chance, it gives them the opportunity to see what it actually is.
Yeah, that's true. So how many times you guys go out of school in run?
I wouldn't say we have a schedule about that. We just, it just naturally comes. It's like, oh, you know, whoever has an idea pitches it in. If it sounds good, we move on with it. It's as simple as that, yes.
Yeah. Has there ever been, like, funny moments in the club?
Definitely has. There's a lot of them. Maybe it's, I just can't think of it any right now.
Yeah. With newcomers, do you give like a standard, like give them a standard on how you guys want to run or anything like that? Like in standard or like rules per se?
Oh, well, no, not really. I wouldn't say that. I would just like to see them try as much as they can, because at the end of the day, it's just a club. It's just a recreational club, so everybody's welcomed. We don't have trials or anything like that. But as a president, as like somebody that I like to think that I try as much as I can. I think I like to see that in other people too. And that's...
Yeah, that's true, that's true. Well, we were talking about, you know, the types of, you know, events. Do you have any new events coming in the future?
Well, sadly, since we're, like, approaching the end of the semester, we do not have any running schedule, any running events schedule coming up. But we do have the elections for the next semester coming up, which is on May 15. If I could, I would like to invite anyone that wants to come by just to see, you know, how we do things, at least to take a look, you know, give it a chance. And then also we're just having a little party for everyone that's already been in the club, you know, just like a goodbye thing, because there's some people leaving since it's the end of the year. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's more than just running. You know, it's also about having fun and hanging out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. When we were talking about how, you know, the former presidents, you know, do they come by and see how the club has formed in a way and give, like, advice to you guys, like the club members?
Yes. Most of them are still here in school. So sometimes, you know, I have a question about something that they've done before, that, you know, anything. I just go back to them and I ask them, oh, how do you do this? How do you do that? And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all friends.
That's awesome. Has the coach ever, like, ran with you guys?
No. She does every week. She gives us a workout. She plans a workout for us. Yes, we usually go to the... Sometimes we go to the track, you know, up in the stadium, you know, up in the stadium around it. We also do that cross-country course that we have up there. And thanks to her, that's the way we have access to it, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to use that facility. So, yeah, thank you very much to Coach Armenta. Shout out to her.
When you guys run and do the workout plans, what types of, like, exercise, like, types of runs do you do? It's just, you know, you guys do sprints, you guys do, like, miles. What's your typical, like, workout plan?
We try to vary as much as we can. And that's usually what the teacher does. She comes out with that schedule. This week is going to be sprints. And then, you know, next week is going to be long distance or middle distance. But, she always makes sure that we're good, like, as in, like, oh, we warm up, we do whatever we have to do before we actually run as hard as we can. So, you know, she's always there for advice.
You were talking about the different types of runs. Can you explain what they are? A metal sprint, you were saying. Explain it. Can you explain that to people?
The ones called, they call them pyramids, because they start, you know, they go up and down, as in, like, we start with, like, a little distance, 200 meters, and then we build up 400 meters, and then we build up a little more, 800 meters. And from there, you know, it just depends on the workout, you know, how far up you want to go. But then from there, you start going down as in, like, a cool down. So you go back from 800 to 400 to 200. And, yeah, that's why it's called a pyramid, because it goes up and down.
That's good. Can you explain more about the workouts a little more? You could.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we also do that 3-miler workout. That's usually what the cross-country course is. Like, that's, like, the official one. That's what high schools come here to do. We also do that one. But then I guess it also depends on what we're training for. As in, like, let's say we have an upcoming event. Then we practice for that. So we just say we have a 3-miler, you know, 3-5K race. Then we practice with 3 miles. Then we have, you know, as an example, so we have the marathon. Then I guess we would do a longer mileage for that.
When you guys do, like, events, how do you get in touch with the members?
Oh, it's usually, well, we do have a group chat. That's, like, the easier way to get in touch with them. They usually, like, you know, they regularly check it. But then we also have an Instagram. We also have a Facebook where we, Facebook is usually like the one where we usually post every single announcement that we have. And then they just, you know, they know that we post there. So whenever they want to keep in touch, they just go there and see what's on it.
That's cool. That's cool. When you guys work out in the gym, like I'm talking about the gym wise, what types of workouts can you consider someone that wants to run like a marathon or do like an event like that?
Well, leg workouts for sure, you know, that's good. That goes without saying. But then also like shoulders, you know, legs, it wouldn't hurt, you know, back, abs, because, you know, after a while of pumping your arms back and forth, it can get tiring. So that's the reason you want to work him out too. And yeah, I'll just help you feel better overall, you know, have a stiffer, a more upstanding posture for running too. So they go back and forth. Yes.
Well, that's good. With the types of members, is it more or less, you know, like diverse, like, you know, there's not just one type of person, it's just all everyone that's like dedicated to do this, or is there one like outcast that's like in the club that's like, okay, like trolling along, not doing anything, you know, is there one in the club?
No, I wouldn't say that. We try to include everyone as much as possible, you know. Everybody's welcome again, but no, I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, everybody has an open mind, and, you know, we do whatever's best for everyone, and we just try different things, you know.
What different things though?
Like we were saying, like hikes, you know. I guess not everybody's a hike person. But then they do try it too. You know, they keep an open mind and want to try that. You know, I guess, you know, also not everybody is a sprint. I personally, I'm not a big fan of sprints, but I still do them because they just help you overall.
Yeah. Well, do you guys do like when someone doesn't like certain people don't like to do that one thing, like simple hikes? Do you guys like vote on what you want to do? Is there like a voting thing?
If it gets to the point where people are having, you know, a little trouble, you know, choosing which one, you know, they go back and forth, then yes, we put it up to vote, and, you know, that's how it's done. You know, you can't argue against that, you know.
True. Is it only students, or is it more like, for example, like adults, like older adults doing it, or is it just young kids doing it?
Well, I think as far as I know, ASL only permits students to be in clubs, but like, you know, anybody that comes to school can be in a part of the club. So there's nothing, you know, you can be anyone as long as you're part of the school.
Okay. Well, for example, like what I mean by that, I mean like if like an adult student wants to join, they could without like getting questions like, oh, like I'm with a bunch of 20-year-olds, like I want to get work out, and, you know, with a bunch of 20-year-olds, meet new people, kind of gist. I mean,
no, everybody's welcome. You know, it doesn't matter what age you are, you know, where you come from, who you are, as long as you're part of the school, you're fine, you're good to go.
That's good. We got my final question right now would be, what advice can you give people out there that want to start running in a way?
I would say, well, personally, from my experience, I would say just do it, Nike style. because if you start overthinking it, then I guess you're just giving yourself excuses to not do it. That's only, you know, that's at least that was me. When I would overthink, I knew that deep down I was just looking for excuses not to do it, so I would just go for it. So just give it a chance. There's always a first time.
Well, that is all for today, guys. I'm Joey Ferriel on KPCRadio.com. join the running club. Meet this guy, Jose Morales. He's a really cool guy. Please join the running club. I'll leave a link down in the description for all the clubs and all that. And I'm Joey Phil, and I am out.